This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. troops have begun their withdrawal from Kabul airport following a two-week scramble by Washington and its allies to fly out their nationals and Afghans at the risk of reprisals under Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
With 3 days to go before President Biden's deadline for getting out, a U.S. official says the number of troops at Kabul airport is now less than 4,000. But Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says even as gear is loaded onto the flights, the evacuation of people continues.
Any U.S. passport holder that wants to get in can get in.
As for Afghans,
we are still processing and getting on planes. SIV applicants, as well as vulnerable Afghans.
After a Saturday drone strike killed two members of the Islamic State Group's affiliate in Afghanistan, Kirby says the threats of another attack remain very real.
We are monitoring them literally in real time.
Meanwhile, the remains of 13 U.S. troops killed in a suicide bomb attack Thursday are headed home. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A protest erupted outside of a bank in Kabul Saturday as the United Nations warned of a possible humanitarian crisis from a worsening drought in the country. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The deteriorating economic situation in Afghanistan, which started before the Taliban takeover, could give Western nations leverage with the new Taliban government. Many nations have been urging the Taliban to form a moderate, inclusive government and allow people to leave after the planned withdrawal of U.S. forces on the 31st of August. Afghanistan is heavily dependent on international aid, which made up 75% of the previous government's budget. Although many Afghans are deeply skeptical, the Taliban have promised to rule more moderately than before, saying they want good relations with the international community. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. Weather forecasters warned residents along Louisiana's coast to rush preparations Saturday in anticipation of an intensifying Hurricane Ida, which is expected to bring winds as high as 225 kilometers per hour when it slams ashore on Sunday. In remarks to staff at FEMA's National Response Coordination Center, President Biden said he's already signed an emergency declaration for Louisiana, deployed hundreds of FEMA personnel to the region, and taken other actions.
We've pre-positioned food, water, generators, and other supplies in the area. Our restoration and mobile communications support teams are also en route.
If Ida makes landfall as predicted on Sunday, it would be on the 16th anniversary of another deadly storm, Hurricane Katrina. Thousands of people marched across Europe on Saturday to protest against restrictions aimed at limiting the spread of the coronavirus pandemic, even after demonstrations were banned. Thousands of demonstrators gathered in Paris in the seventh consecutive week of protests against a health pass required to enter cafes, restaurants, cinemas, theaters, and long-distance travel. In Berlin, meanwhile, police said protesters gathered for unauthorized marches in different parts of the city center and said they had pulled about 50 people out of the crowd, in some cases charging them with assaulting officers. The protesters, few of whom were wearing face masks, shouted freedom and carried banners with slogans like, I have my own opinion, and COVID-84, a reference to author George Orwell's book 1984 about a totalitarian state. The health minister of New South Wales on Saturday reported a record 1,035 COVID-19 infections in the Australian state in the previous 24 hours, the highest number of daily cases since the beginning of the pandemic. Speaking to reporters in Sydney, Brad Hazard also noted that 156,165 people received a vaccination on Friday, making it the biggest number of vaccinations in our state to date. Meanwhile, the state of Victoria recorded 64 new cases of community-acquired COVID-19 in the previous 24 hours. 49 of the new cases were linked to known outbreaks, and the Minister for Health said 15 other cases were being investigated for their source of acquisition. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.